Hey everyone, it's the 19th of June, and we're almost halfway through the year, almost halfway through Pray Today. Thank you for coming along with me on this journey as we grow in our prayer life. Thank you for being patient with me at times when I stumble over words and don't re-record things for sake of time purposes, but I also want to show you that I'm not a fluid, perfect prayer, and our job is to glorify God, and He just wants whatever we have to offer Him each and every day. So thank you for coming along in this journey with me. Now, I don't think many of us get far into life without hearing the golden rule. The golden rule is taught in schools, in secular places, and a lot of people don't realize that that comes straight from Scripture. And in fact, it comes straight from the words of Jesus as He concludes and summarizes instructions for living as a disciple of Jesus. And He says in the 7th chapter of Matthew in the 12th verse, "So in everything," say everything, "in everything do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets." Jesus is saying, okay, here's all these directions. Here's all the ways that you live as a disciple of me. So in everything, every situation, good and bad, to others that we love, to others that annoy us, to others that we don't like, to others that we struggle with forgiving, we are to do to them what we would have them do to us. Oh my goodness, how our spiritual life would be transformed, how our lives would be transformed, how our witness would be if we would take this and be able to do this always. So let's pray about God giving us the strength to recognize when we do not do to others what we would want done to us. Lord, thank you for what we know is the golden rule. And Lord, may this be a goal of ours in our faith. How we treat others, and how you said back in your discourse before you left the disciples, that we will know, He will know that we love Him because we love others. And so, Lord, would you help me today and in the days ahead to do to others exactly what we would want. And Lord, we don't wish harm on ourselves. In fact, we wish blessing on ourselves. So Lord, may we bless others the way that we want to be blessed, the way we forgive. Would we forgive others the way that we want to be forgiven? May we bless them the way we want to be blessed. May we forgive them the way we want that we would want to be forgiven. And Lord, in every area of our life, may we learn to love others the way that you love us. For this sums up what you want. And Father, first and foremost, we want to love you. And may all of the love we have for others be radiated from that love that we have for you. Continue to grow us, Lord. Thank you for loving us through our struggles and imperfection. Thank you for loving us in those times that we stumble and we fall. And no matter how we've treated others, may we start today treating them the way you treat us and the way we would want to be treated. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the strength to do this. In Jesus' name, amen.